ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः।
आई वुड से दैट देयर इज एन एटीट्यूड इन लाइफ व्हाइल लिविंग इन द सोसाइटी एंड व्हाइल बिजी विद अवर ओन वर्ल्डली अफेयर्स, देयर इज एन एटीट्यूड इन लाइफ विच लीड्स अस away from God. And there is another attitude in life while we are with our work in the society, in the family, which leads us nearer and nearer to God. When we are self-centered and selfish, whatever activities we are involved in, we go away from truth, from God. When the attitude is of serving others, having concern for others, step by step we reach nearer to God. These are two attitudes. One attitude of selfishness, another attitude of service. When somebody considers oneself as the center, as the end, and others as the means, such a person cannot find truth. And when the person considers oneself as the means, the instrument for happiness, comfort, and service of others, such a person starts finding more and more truth with him or within herself. These are two attitudes. So there is no necessity of going somewhere and living with some master for a long time. The requirement is of the change in attitude towards life. For this, I give you a formula. There is a formula for that. The formula is, try to see your own faults and try to see virtues and good things in others. Try to see where you lack, where do you lack, what is the mistake in you. And never try to find out faults with others. This is the formula. It will work. Seeing deficiencies and drawbacks in one's own life and seeing good things and virtues and qualities in the lives of others. This is the way which finally will lead to divinity. How it works? It works in this way. If somebody goes on finding faults with one's own self, then a time will come that one's ego will start evaporating. Ego is the last hurdle between God and our own self. So if somebody goes on finding one's own faults and trying to remove them step by step, a time will come that one will start being free from one's own ego. That pride of being something special, which is a disease in most of us, this I-ness has two dimensions. One, the dimension of existence. I exist. This always remains. It can never go. It should not go. It will not go. Existence as such. But the another dimension of this I-ness is, I am special. I am important. I am very intelligent. I am capable. I am beautiful, handsome, benevolent, compassionate. I give charity. I do good things. I, and I, the big I. All problems are created by this big I. Considering oneself as more important than others, more intelligent, more beautiful, more rich, in so many things. In the family life, this I works very strangely between relations. I look after her or him so much, and she or he does not care for me. What is the use of living with such a person? 20 years I have passed in vain, useless. Let me seek somebody else, better one. You will not find. I predict you will not find. You may find for 5 months, 6 months, then you will find, oh, worse than her or him. My goodness. A new problem. Oh, he was far better, she was far better. Oh, my luck has brought me to this devil. It is difficult. Such things will happen. So, if we go on seeing our own mistakes, our own faults, and try to remove them, then a new meaning will start developing in life, a new meaning of existence. Some people say, by seeing our own faults, we develop the feeling of inferiority. That's not true. There is no question of developing the feeling of inferiority. So far, somebody has not realized the truth, the person is already inferior. Everybody is trying to develop. Seeing one's own truth liberates. Only truth liberates, nothing else. Truth liberates. Though it is difficult to see one's own truth, we are very quick to find faults with others. Very. The mind is trained in seeing faults with others. But finding one's own faults takes a long time. Because the faculty of rationalization about one's own activities and thoughts is there. Yes, sometimes I am angry, but because of such and such and such activities on her or his part, again the cap is put on the head of the another person. Here is the cap. One is not ready to take the cap of blame and weaknesses on one's own head. But this is the way. And if we go on seeing good things in others, we will find that in the whole world, everybody excels us in something. Everybody. There's nobody who may not be having something more than I have or we have. That speciality, that expertise, that quality. And in this way, we find good things everywhere. So this is the formula.